Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's my name? What's my name? This is the second Drake song today, so I appreciate that, Brittany. This is solid. Solid selection by you yet again on this Frog Boy Friday. It is the final hour of the Tobin and Leroy show. Tobin will be returning Monday to give you your recap of all things that happened this weekend. In the meantime, it is your boy, Frog Boy, holding things down with Leroy, Brittany, and Figgy, of course. Let's go ahead and give you your headlines that are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less, and I mean no one. By the way, anything that we've mentioned today, just like these headlines I'm about to give you about the Odyssey, about training camp with the Miami Dolphins, all Odyssey Sports training camp coverage is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. The big story a lot of people are talking about, of course, which we talked about as well, Michael Parsons traded to the Green Bay Packers. Leroy brought up Jerry Jones attempting to paint the picture of a bad run stuffer by Michael Parsons, but we all know the truth. We know it's a scheme-related thing, and this is just something that Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys decided they were done with. They didn't want to make Michael Parsons the highest-paid non-quarterback of all time.
Well, because you did it at three or four other positions. And yeah, because you're so stubborn, you wait till the last moment till all of your guys become the highest-paid at their position, and you're not winning like that. So is it on the players? Or is it on you for waiting?
Yeah,
because a lot of these deals with Dak, with CD Lamb, you could have got it done a lot sooner. But once CD Lamb went to signing in Jamar Chase and all these other guys, that means now CD Lamb's making more money. Same thing with Dak. Dak shouldn't have made $60 million a year, but the way quarterbacking works is you get paid a little bit more than the last person get paid. And he waited until like five quarterbacks signed, and now you got to pay Dak like he's the highest paid player at that position, and he's not the best.
A couple other headlines. The Marlins yesterday were able to defeat the Mets. Pete Alonso tied things up with a bomb in the fifth, but three runs in the seventh were able to put the Marlins ahead. They are back in action about 6 hours from now at 7:10 p.m., They continue their four-game series against the Mets. Enter Miami looking to secure a League's Cup victory in the final tomorrow at 8 p.m. But, of course, everyone's eyes will probably be focused on the Miami Hurricanes and Notre Dame Fighting Irish, as it should be. Final score predictions?
I would say even the Latinos who are big into soccer, the only other thing they're big into like this is Canes football. Canes, so they're going to be torn too.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I know where my loyalty lies. Dates Alf reminds me of my lack of usage of the letter R earlier this week.
Notre Dame. You know, everybody got that relative in their family that can't pronounce nothing right.
Yeah. Well, we will keep it locked in to make sure that our boys come home with the victory. A couple other headlines that I didn't get to reach earlier on in the show. IShowSpeed, one of the biggest streamers, if not the biggest streamer in the world right now, is currently doing a 24/7 America tour. And he began his tour in Miami with a few familiar faces. If you were watching his stream, you probably watch him right now. You can watch him sleep. You can watch him shower. He won't be naked. But 24/7, he's doing a tour of Miami. He just got done with the tour of Europe. I'm sorry, he's doing a tour of America. Just got done with a tour of Europe. He started in Miami. He started things off with Rick Ross. He was in the car with Rick Ross. As Rick Ross described his football playing, and tell me, Leroy, because I'm sure you've heard a lot of people who try to compare their minor league career to yours. When asked what position Rick Ross played, Rick Ross responded with all city. Was Rick Ross garbage, Leroy? Yeah, thought so. Absolutely thought so.
So he didn't name a position?
Didn't name a position. He just said
Rick Ross got a big back, right?
Big back.
Yeah, so he was on, he had all, in football we call that, he was on all fours.
Yeah, he was on the bench.
Two hands in the ground,
but
trying to ward out that fourth and one.
He says he was a Carroll City Chief, and I think they showed a picture of him. He had a number 60 something, which tells me he was definitely
big back.
But like, not even a good one though. He didn't look like his uniform was clean. If you know what I'm talking about, like it looked like he never got a grass stain on his pants at all.
Well, if I can put it this way.
Never went that.
Every kid wants to play football.
Yeah.
But every kid don't want to get hit. And there is the dilemma.
Yep. Look, not everybody can be a Leroy Horde or where's my Pee Wee football highlights? Don't let me get started on my Pee Wee football highlights. Dude,
stop. You're embarrassing yourself.
No, I may stop have looking. One. Stop just looking. Just one. Oh, man. Look, if I can just find this one. Oh, look, Leroy, let me show you. First of all, this is a fumble recovery. So I am holding the ball like a scrub. But what I tell you, let me go ahead and, hey, look, there's a guy on the ground there. Don't worry about him because look at your boy. Oh, my. It's like the Heisman. You see the arm out.
I love how it says Marcos in big letters. Like, make fumble, sure we know.
Look at how skinny you look.
I was 7. No, 2004, I was.
That's a big 11. Ass 7-year-old.
I was 11.
Big ass 11-year-old.
I appreciate it. I mean, you see me rocking with the Heisman, and there's a kid holding on for dear life right there, Leroy. So you know, you and I as professional-ish athletes.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I do not have not one picture
of yourself. Shame on you.
From Pee Wee, or like from football, like NFL. I was like, because they didn't have cameras back then, Leroy, but I understand, you know.
I think my most cherished picture as a kid is a picture with Archie Manning.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll show it to you.
Now, you know what's changed? I mean, you don't need a picture of yourself when you can just go to Google. Or you know who has a picture of you, Leroy, if you ever want to borrow one? NFL Films. Yeah, I think if you just go ahead and hit them up, they may have a couple clips, including like a 3rd and 44, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, during his thing, he went from Rick Ross. He then stopped by Lamar Jackson. And he was on the field with Lamar Jackson. He challenged Lamar Jackson to a race. Lamar Jackson said the same thing Leroy says. He doesn't race for free. Yeah. Do you think, based off what you've seen, remember – recently IShowSpeed race Ashton Hall, the social media influencer, and RG3, and beat them all very convincingly.
RG3 is 40.
Fair.
And one of the reasons why he's not playing football anymore is because of his knees.
Yeah.
His knee. So, like, tell IShowSpeed to talk to me after he'd been hit for a few years.
That's fair.
And then let's test that speed then. So to go and play and go and go against a football player, right?
Remember, he challenged Tyreek Hill.
Football, right? Like, go mess with Tyreek. That's what I would say. But it's not like, what's the point? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there like, is,
these guys
no...
got nothing to prove. You trying to be where they at?
Yeah, 100%. And like, let's say the rare chance you lose. I mean, that's just gonna drop your stock. You know, it's just not. It's not gonna be a good look.
See, the thing is that even if you run against him and lose, it don't change your life one bit.
Nope.
Because, I mean, if Tyreek lose to Isho Speed, is he gonna make any less? No.
No. Tom Brady was also on the stream as well.
That's a good get.
Yeah, he pulled up to Tom Brady's dock, and Tom Brady gifted him with a Ronaldo rookie card. And Isho Speed was having some streaming issues with his technology, and Tom Brady was able to give him like a speech of like, hey, you know, calm down, you got to work through this. And then Isho Speed attempted to compare it to the 28-3 comeback, and Tom Brady quickly was like, hey, let's not, we're not, this is just, you're just buffering right now, this is not even close to the same thing. But we will see where it continues. Like I said, it started in South Florida, so it's likely to continue its way throughout the country. And last bit of news here before we go to break. Bill Belichick actually filing some interesting
Monday
trademarks.
His college career starts Monday.
Yes, it does. And in the midst of that, these are some trademarks that the Bill Belichick and his girlfriend Jordan Hudson filed together. 17 different trademarks, including Chapel Bill, Bellistrator, Trail of Salty Tears, The Belichick Way, No Days Off, and then the term Gold Digger.
Apparently Gold Digger was for like a jewelry line or something.
Yeah.
Is that already trademarked? I feel like that should be already trademarked.
Kanye, I mean, it's in a song. It's a famous song.
I know. Well, hello.
Ray Charles should have it. Because she takes my money when I'm in need.
Yep.
That is it for your headlines. As we go to break here, if anybody at all, because Brittany's got some extra tickets, dude. So she is ready to give them up. Lee Bryce is bringing the What You Know About That Tour show to War Memorial Auditorium in September. Special guest Ashley Cook, Lewis Bryce, and Brown Bootson will be there. We've got your chance to win tickets. For details on how you could win, listen now and call in 305-567-0560. Call in for your chance to win. So again, you can see Lee Bryce, Lewis Bryce, Brown Bootson.
Can you stop trying to make that happen?
That's the thing. Leroy didn't even. It's only
not a
the
thing.
Second time. The
second I said
time,
Leroy.
No, he did it twice.
Nah, the second time he questioned it. The first time.
One number is a winner.
How about you tell me, JFig?
Caller number six
it is. 305-567-0560. Call in right now for those Lee Bryce tickets. When we come back, we're going to play a Britney edition of a top five double dip.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Excuse me? You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
Welcome in to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is that time.
Never fails. It never fails.
What happened now?
So I called the pool place.
Oh, yeah.
On Wednesday. I said, hey, because, you know, the way people operate now, you got to pay first.
Yeah.
So I've gone to the pool place, you know, a lot. I say, hey, can you order the pump? And I'll pick it up on Friday because they normally order their stuff on Wednesday. And if it's not okay, I would have just had Mel or I would have sent Fonz with my credit card, have them go over there. Right.
Yep.
No, that's okay. Pick it up Friday. So I called this morning to confirm. Oh, we made a mistake. We didn't convert it to a sale and blah, blah, blah. It'll be here Monday. Monday's a holiday. So how much you want to bet on Monday? They're going to say, oh, today's a holiday. It'll be here on Tuesday.
Man, and do you get a discount?
Wasn't this something you tried doing like weeks ago?
No, I just ordered this Wednesday.
But like,
I knew I needed it and I was getting quotes, but.
If they lie to you twice.
And the problem is you cannot depend on anybody to get something right. But they all want to be paid first.
It's just annoying.
Whatever I had to do, if he would have told me I had to come over there and build the pump myself on Wednesday, I would have made arrangements so I would have it today. And he took it out of my, because I just assumed that when you have an agreement with somebody, they're going to get their part done because they expect the money part on time. It's just so, like, I hate people. I don't understand why people are so difficult.
That is fair.
I don't get it.
This is a frustrating situation, so I understand. I'm sorry, buddy. If they lie to you on Monday, you let me know, man. We'll go.
Yeah, no, Monday's a holiday.
Which means who's
delivering a pool pump on Monday?
Well, Tobin's delivering that good sports take on Monday, so maybe they'll have somebody who's gonna be in. And if not, Leroy, I'm telling you, we'll go kick down the door together, buddy. I got you. I'm available. I'm available that day.
You're available. It's just so frustrating.
I'm sorry,
like,
man. Maybe
dealing. It's like every time.
I already told it again. You pool people.
It's not that.
Just stop talking to everyone who has dealt with your pool and just get new ones.
That is a different, that pool person is different than the guy that comes over and does work.
Well, change that one too, because clearly he has a memory problem.
I already told him he could kick rocks. The sharpest of rocks.
My pool guy just walked in.
Oh, look at that.
Reliable.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's I think maybe I need to get a hood pool guy because they like money and they're going to do the work for the money and you don't never have to worry about them not showing up.
Very true.
Or not having what they're supposed to have.
Yeah. All hood pool guys, if you're listening, this is your chance. Hopefully this cheers you up, Leroy. Maybe this will put a smile on your face the same way it put a smile on mine. This is a double dip. This is Brittany's first double dip. Now, what this is essentially when it started was I would do these to tell you which players played for both teams. It was like if the Heat took on the Spurs, I'd say these are the top five players that played for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's only so many times you can do that, and eventually, who cares? So I decided, how can I make this bit as annoying as possible? And I decided to pick different topics and various things that had less and less to do with sports and more to do with me poorly photoshopping pictures. Now, with that being said, something has been on my mind since we had a conversation recently, and I will show you the origins of that. That's what we're going to listen to right now.
And
loser.
One Direction. Okay, well, that's not nice.
I apologize.
And One Direction was on the scene. They were on the scene. They had just hit the airwaves with What Makes You Beautiful. And I fell in love. I was truly, deeply, madly in love, of course. And at the time, Tumblr was a thing. Wattpad was a thing. I know that's not something that you folks know
you
about.
Keep saying that other word
you
that
folks.
I'm...
Wattpad? It's like a writing form. Like, you know, Substack? It's a writing forum. Okay, well, it's a writing forum.
Substack sounds delicious, though. I'll tell you what. I stand by that.
It's a writing forum that you could put on the internet. Like, you write things and you put it on the internet. Well, this was like, Wattpad was a place for fangirls. And you created fan fictions. And you wrote stories about One Direction or whatever, like Justin Bieber.
Did you write horny little stories?
No, I was very innocent. Those stories did exist, but I didn't write those. Mine were innocent stories about falling in love with Harry Styles. Okay, wow, I was like 12, 13.
I know all the girls when I was in New Renaissance Middle that were reading the Zane books and all those.
Like, let's say, do you remember something you wrote, like a passage you wrote?
Yeah, tell us one of your haiku
that. I got like a VIP experience with One Direction, and then Harry Styles was like, oh my gosh.
So that never happened.
Oh yeah. These are horny stories. It's not scripture. It's scripture. Okay. Now, we revealed that our own Brittany Rodriguez would do fan fiction about her favorite boy band at the time. And I gave her the name, which was completely out of line, by the way. This will be the last time I ever say it. Edgar Allan Poe. I thought it was too much.
It was a lot.
Sure.
I wasn't offended. Don't worry.
But I hope not, because that didn't stop me from creating the top five double dip that we have here today. Because why should she be shamed out of her profession? These are the top five aliases that Brittany can use that are also already famous writers. Now, I mentioned Edgar Allan Poe before, but these are some other honorable mentions that couldn't make the list. We all familiar with Mark Twain?
Yes.
We'll make way for Mark Twerk. You guys know about Ernest Hemingway, correct? Well, Brittany, don't worry. This one is still available if you need it. Horniest Humpingway.
Oh my goodness.
And the last one that I thought was too much for sure, George Orwell. Too much.
Yeah, because you're using the R.E. on that one.
Too much for sure. So those are the ones that didn't make it. But luckily for you, Brittany, we do have a list of names that didn't make it. Let's start off with number one, the horror writer. You guys have heard of Stephen King. Well, watch out, as Stephen Kink has made their way to the
Brittany, why are your arms so hairy? Holy smokes.
You know, she's turning into a werewolf. It is a horror writing for sure.
Turning into a werewolf because she does those stories at night.
I'm telling you, look, Stephen, it's not clicking. Now, we have number four on our list. You know her for her long history of Harry Potter books. J.K. Rowling, make way for our girl, J.K. Raunchy. Here she is. Yes, that is our girl working on the next Harry Potter, potentially. Coming in at number three. Now, this one is aimed towards a younger audience. It's not Green Eggs and Ham, Sam I Am, because it's not Dr. Seuss. This one is for the Latin audience. Please welcome to the stage, Dr. Susia. Yes, yes, indeed.
Oh, that's and so good.
I do have two more remaining. Look, luckily for you, this name was not taken. It is a surprise to me.
Lucky one me, of the most me.
Prolific writers of all time. You guys know William Shakespeare. What about William Shake That Ass?
Why did you morph her into whatever face? That is?
She's old and she's wearing whatever I assume Shakespeare was wearing at that time. Move over, Shakespeare. It's William Shake That Ass.
And show me what you're working with!
And the final name, of
oh,
course,
there's more. You know,
there's just one last name. I usually let everyone down with the first one. That's kind of the staple of the bit. And your final name is simply Charles Dickens, because I feel like that's just good enough as is, to be honest.
It is just good enough, yeah.
I just love how like you have the picture of her just smiling. Like,
right? It's just me smiling. That's my Instagram picture.
Oh, yes. It did not take
like,
that much.
Like, what?
I was not expecting that. I should add her to this picture then.
Oh, yeah. She totally. Oh,
no,
listen.
No.
Oh, wait. Go back. No, there's Tobin.
Yeah.
There's Tobin. We there's me. There's Vlad. Another Tobin. JP, frog. How come you only get to shoot a basketball? Right?
She's getting lit.
Frog boys in the corner.
I mean, you show up to a club with a basketball. That's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah. Can we put Leroy's foot in there? Just his foot, though.
Got it.
Just, if that's
I'm going to just keep on adding.
So now I get to be added to the picture. That's you're great. Definitely I'm, really, I'm glad. Yes. I'm glad. I'm really happy about
with
it.
With a book.
With a book. Okay. I got it. I got you.
William Shake That Ass was my favorite.
No, I think that was definitely my favorite. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Which is the Dr. Susia was really good.
Dr. Susia.
Yeah, that one was really good.
Dr.
Susia
was the
thank
best.
You, like, I agree. Dr. Susia was the best one.
I liked Ernest Hemingway turning into horniest Humpingway. And I felt like... I am just doing too much at this point.
No, you went out of your
that
way
was a lot. Yeah, that one was a lot.
Yes, indeed. So that concludes our top five double dip. You're welcome, Brittany. You can go ahead and hold on to those whenever you're
thank you. I'm literally writing them down as we speak so I can go under these aliases. Don't you worry.
New new IG handle loading for sure. All right, when we come back, we'll let you guys know who or what is officially dead to me.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're dead to me.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are live here on a Friday afternoon. This is the Friday before your Miami Hurricanes take the field for the first time this season. Should be a prime time event. Make sure you are there. And if for some reason you cannot be, be sure to tune in right here. Pre-game coverage begins at 3 p.m. on FM 104.3 WQAM. Time now to get to our favorite part of a Friday. It is now time for us to bury people. I will start things off. We mentioned in a few segments before that Bill Belichick and his young girlfriend filed a couple copyrights for some phrases they plan on using, including the term gold digger. But that may have to be switched to this other person who is currently milking their partner for everything that they got. Just one day after a certain little announcement, someone's jersey sales spiked 200%. His best-selling day since the Super Bowl. Not to mention an increase of 770,000 new followers. All that for them to not even be living together. As of right now, rumors and reports are that one person of this couple has four homes in four different states, and this person is still trying to figure things out. But one thing I think he has figured out is how to manipulate and trick the nicest, sweetest girl in the world. That is indeed Taylor Swift, and poor Travis Kelce is just ripping and draining her like a leech. I'm on to you, bucko, and I've always been on to you. Your 200% increase in sales is nothing that I didn't take notice of. And I'm on to you, Travis Kelce.
He doesn't need her money.
You're dead to me, Travis Kelce. How could you do that to Tay-Tay?
The weirdest beef.
How could you do that to Tay-Tay?
You're dead to me.
Using and abusing her.
The "you're dead to me" is actually for you, not for your take. No, I'm just kidding.
No, wait, is this the Arch Manning?
Look, it's two. Baby Leroy with Arch Manning.
Somebody say you were born bald. I ain't believe him. I did not believe him. I knew.
Wait, but which one are you, Leroy? I can't.
He's on the left. He's on the left.
Yeah, let me see. He's on the left.
Look at that face. Look at that face.
It's like they have a terrible. Oh, I see. That is definitely you. Yes.
And that's your brother. Hey, listen.
No. You guys look really alike.
He's a friend.
Oh my gosh.
That's a. What do you mean?
He's no longer with us, but
God bless him. Both you guys, though, man, I gotta say, you guys are both dressed really sharp.
Guess how old that was?
You were always bigger for your age, so let me say that you're like seven,
eight.
Oh,
been guessing.
You look thrilled to be there, by the way.
Yeah, he was already tough.
I hated pictures, so you haven't figured out left or right.
No, it's left, but I see it now. I just couldn't get a good, like...
So I'm in the blue suit, the blue suit, or the gray suit?
Tap the screen. Do it again. There you go.
The blue or the
The tan. Blue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blue. Yeah, for sure.
And that is Papa Manning.
Papa Manning. We get to see...
You know how I got this picture?
Grandson.
You remember Pump, Pass, and Kick?
Yes. I'll trust me. Someone in our chat does.
When you go through the different levels, like once you get locally, then you get to go and do halftime at one of your home team's games. And you get to go eat breakfast with them and you stay in the same hotel or whatever. That was that. Then you go to the regional, and that was in Tampa. And guess who I got to watch play? Eric Metcalf's dad.
Oh,
Terry Metcalf
was he
was playing for the Cardinals, and they were playing Tampa Bay.
Was Metcalf there? Did you guys have a talk later on? And he was like, "I was actually there too."
No, because Metcalf lived in Seattle, or he was either Seattle or Washington at the time, DC. So
heard,
yeah.
Well, Leroy, who is dead to you? Is it also
I would say, as I get older,
to deflect that so quickly.
What happened?
Stop.
Besides what?
Marcos and his weird beef and hatred towards his people.
You guys are buying it. I know that he's draining her for all she has.
So what I would say is this. And as I get older, I've learned that the most dependable person you have in your life is yourself. And you can't depend on anybody else. And I get so the way the game is tuned up against customers, as far as if you go to get a car fixed, you got to sign a release, you got to promise to pay, you got to do all these things. Some companies make you buy the part up front, right? And then they take their sweet time. I can't deal with people who are not dependable, right? I feel like every time I go into a deal or a store, I need to go in there with a lawyer with papers, a contract, because it's never going to, if you call a pool guy and they tell you, hey, it's going to be $150 to come out, we'll come out on Thursday, you paid $150, it's always going to be next Tuesday. And it never, and I'm just tired of it. So to all you people out there who aren't dependable, you're dead to me. And I don't feel bad about saying bad things about you. You know who you're
dead to me. Bum.
Right? And it don't cause nothing extra to be courteous and be dependable. It doesn't. Just do what you say you're going to do. It doesn't. And it could happen anywhere. It could happen at the workplace. It could happen when you go to the store. It could happen in a number of places. I'm tired of it. So if somebody were to come up to me and I've known that I've had, you know, a situation with you that you haven't been very reliable or dependable, and I don't care where it is, I'm going to tell them about themselves, and I'm not going to feel bad about it. Because I'm tired of trying to be nice to people that don't give a damn about you. So that's who's dead to me.
You know what you got to do, Leroy?
I had a similar
experience, and I resolved it, but I felt a little bit better. You got to start leaving reviews. You gotta get a Yelp going.
No.
I would trust your Yelp more than anyone.
Because you know what? Let me tell you. You want me to give you the response to that? Yeah. So say, Marcos, you leave a bad review to me,
yeah,
and then Jennifer calls and says, I saw a couple of bad reviews. You got anything to say about that? Can't please everybody.
For sure. You know what? And at that
point. That's it. And then just move on.
For sure.
So, yeah,
but I would, like, for example, you remember the yellow books and stuff like that? We don't need that. We need a Leroy books. We need Leroy to tell us the truth. If I see a Leroy thing that says, yo, these people did that, I'm going to believe it. Whether or not they're trying to tell me.
Here.
Remember the limo service? That was crazy.
Understand this. I want to pay for your service. I would rather it work out. That's why I'm choosing you. This is not, I'm paying on you, right? I'm paying you money so that it could go terribly wrong and I got to hunt you down. Yeah. No.
Figgy, who is your dead to me candidate?
Well, my dad to me was going to be the closing of Gramps because it's just all of these places from my past that I would love going to. You know, they just keep closing. It's really sad. Like, I found out about another one a couple days ago, too, that I really wanted to go visit. And it closed last year. I had no idea.
Last year?
Yeah.
Man.
Clearly, you haven't been there in a while.
Well, Leroy, my life changed pace. So I didn't go to that place for a while.
My life changed pace.
I would say
that might be the first time I've ever heard that. Not I've made some adjustments in my life. I do different things now.
Well, so that's true. I did that too.
The pace of my life has changed a little bit.
Pace of my life.
I just think personally that she's getting old and all these places are closing.
It's so really sad. It's so sad because these all hold such great memories for me. So,
well, Brittany, what is your Dead to Me candidate?
I might regret saying this story on air right now, but it's truly just the thing that is most glaring to me at the moment, and I have to share. The dress that I'm wearing right now is dead to me.
Oh, okay.
Dave Fig knows. No.
It's a good thing.
Hey, don't you need it to be alive until you get home?
Yeah. That's the problem. That is the problem.
You're
wearing a dress, huh?
You didn't do a dry run, walk around the house and stuff?
No. This dress, I've worn this dress in New York City, okay? And I'm sitting here, and I sit down and I hear something rip. And I said,
Oh.
Well, turns out my dress is all ripped in the back. So.
Moves over my hammy?
What?
Oh, listen. You're dead to me.
I'm so glad we have minutes left.
Yeah, I'm so glad we have. That's why I didn't want to share. It's like truly the only thing.
Wait, she knew the deal. She said, "I'm gonna regret."
I was gonna regret it. I mean, it's just, I know I was gonna regret the story, but it's fine. And so, yeah,
I wondered why Jamie was behind you for so long.
But you can't see anything because I have a cardigan. Thankfully, I had a cardigan I could wrap around my waist. But yeah, so my dress is completely ripped to the back. And the worst part about it is I can't go home after this. So I have to walk around with a ripped dress covered by a cardigan for the rest of the day. And so, yeah, this dress is dead to me. Amazon, figure your life out. I mean, I guess it's my fault for buying a dress off Amazon, but.
Hey, you could have got one from Temu.
It probably would have fallen off my body. So, therefore, I guess Amazon was the best choice because at least I still have somewhat intact.
If you need dresses.
Put in a promo closet just in case. And there's scissors on someone's desk so you can, cut
it up. Hey, my deal is, you know what's also so convenient about buying from Amazon? If you try it on and it don't fit and you could just return it and you bring it to Whole Foods or whatever, your money go right back in your account
amazing.
Soon as they scan it.
It's so
That's
true.
That's accountability, baby.
Yeah. I'm actually going to go do some Amazon returns. Maybe I'll be like, hey, can I return this dress that ripped on me today? Thanks.
The one you're wearing?
Yeah, the one
first
I'm wearing.
You're going to go home and change, right?
It's not first like there's much left.
Wait, yes, first you're going to go home and change, right?
Change first, please.
She possible. Just said she can't
I just
go
said
home.
I can't go home and change. Those words just came out of my mouth. So if you see me out in the streets today, like you didn't see me, that wasn't me.
Pull the cardigan.
No, I'm just kidding. The cardigan's covering it for now. Hopefully it stays, we're good.
Brittany, yeah. Don't risk it.
I'm telling you, you're going to end up having that thing look like one of those hospital gowns.
No, it's what it looks like. Leroy, it's what it looks like.
Already,
Leroy, it's exactly what it looks like right now as we speak.
But the good news is, in that building, it's Friday. Nobody's there.
Yeah, thankfully. Yeah. Thankfully. So,
well,
that's what's dead to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure to join you this week. Thank you for putting up with my nonsense.
You knew you were going to get some.
Yeah, for sure. Miami Hurricanes, big game this weekend. Yes. We'll be tuned into it next week.
We got any action tonight? We got anything tonight?
Let's see. I actually have this.
Since I'm not going to be fixing my pool.
Friday, anything worth watching Friday? No ranked. We have Illinois versus Western Illinois. That's the only ranked team happening today. Sure. Michigan State at 7 p.m. if you want to watch them lose. Auburn takes on Baylor at 8 p.m. That's probably the only other thing I can. Oh, Colorado.
Yeah. Neither one of those teams are ranked, right?
No. Post Dion, Colorado versus Georgia Tech at 8 p.m. But no, the only ranked team playing today is Illinois.
Wow, Illinois ranked.
I say the S because I'm cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been your show. We will catch you next week.
You want some of this? I got a tight ass. Because I don't see nobody walk around their house and say, look at my pretty cat.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.